Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kernan. This evening, I'm going to play for you two stories from past winners of the National Youth Storytelling Showcase. The first is Olivia Merriman, one of the winners of the 2009 competition, followed by Jeremy Evans, the 2004 Grand Champion. Please enjoy.
Hello, my name is Olivia Merriman, and I'm here to tell you a story about love, a story about courage, a story about trials and tribulations, a story about survival. I like to call this story Freaky Panda, or why it's not easy being 7 years old at the AMC movie theater. My story begins innocently enough. My mom, the great movie lover that she is, invited me to go see Horton Hears a Who at the AMC movie theater. Well, I had already seen Horton once with my even greater movie lover of a father and my brother. But, I thought to myself, there was likely to be Sour Patch gummy candy on offer, and Horton was the most hilarious elephant in town. So I decided to accompany my mother on what was going to be an afternoon filled with laughter and sugar zininess. We piled into the minivan and zoomed over to the mall. After purchasing our tickets, we made a beeline for the snack counter and packed up on popcorn, drinks, and you guessed it, an extra-large movie-sized bag of Sour Patch gummy candy. Have you ever realize the size of those candy packages? Movie candy is the answer to every sugar-loving kid's dream. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. After we had purchased all the essentials, my mom and I made our way towards theater number 7. As we rounded the corner, however, a sight that I will never forget awaited me. It was something so large, so scary, that my 7-year-old legs almost turned tail and ran. It was a cardboard recreation of Kung Fu Panda! Ah! You may remember Po the Panda. He's this adorable guy who gets chosen to learn Kung Fu and save his village. Big belly, clumsy, huggable, this panda is meant to be loved by kids everywhere. But imagine, if you will, a panda the size of the Statue of Liberty staring down at you with humongous I want to eat you eyes. A panda capable of belly slamming you when you least expect it. And a menacing attitude that screams, I want to eat you! That's right. Danger had come to call at the AMC movie theater. What to do? Scream? Run? Throw Sour Patch gummy candy at the menace? In fact, I chose to keep my cool. I gripped Mom's hand a little tighter and clutched my candy to my chest and quick-stepped it past Kung Fu Panda to theater number 7. Made it. Time to hang out with my favorite elephant. A person's a person no matter how small. That's right, Horton. The little people are thankful for you. Well, at some point, the movie had to end. And it did. As the credits rolled, a crashing realization hit me. I had to pass by the freaky panda thing on the way out of the theater. This was too much to bear. I turned tear-filled, pleading eyes on my mother and said, Mom, Kung Fu Panda is out there. I related my terrifying experience to my mother, and she tried to calm me down to reassure me. It's only cardboard, Olivia. It doesn't move or anything. How do you really know that? I thought, but I said nothing. Adults just don't realize what it's like being 49 and a half inches tall. Everything, I mean everything, looms over you when you are 7. Inflatable front yard Santas? Terrifying. The stuffed polar bear at the nature center? Petrifying. And don't even get me started on the costume aisle at Party City. Do you realize the dangers we have to face everywhere we go? It's a miracle we 7-year-olds can get out of our princess bed some days. Back to the AMC. I decided, since my mother was not going to have me airlifted out of theater number 7, that I would have to be brave. Of course, I knew all about being brave. Hadn't I already watched Aladdin, where the Cave of Wonders was talking, for goodness sakes? And do you know how many shots we kids have to endure? It's enough to make a grown man cringe. Childhood is all about survival. In survival mode, I gripped Mom's hand as hard as I could and scrunched my face in her elbow and hoped for the best. I didn't look up or even breathe until I felt the cool air on my face, which meant we were out of doors. Made it. Yes, yes, yes! Another notch in my strawberry shortcake belt. Life was good. Wait, that's not the end. The next weekend, Grammy came to visit me and asked if I'd like to see Nim's Island with her at the AMC movie theater. Oh no, not again. You see, I hadn't forgotten about the panda. I knew he was there, waiting. This time, I was going to be prepared. I smiled at Grammy, ran upstairs, grabbed my mother's sleeping mask, my brother's Peter Pan sword, and my Hermione Granger wand. I can face any trial with the appropriate weapons. My plan was to stun Po the panda with a stupefy spell and decapitate him just to be on the safe side. I plan to do this blindfolded. That's right. And who says kids don't have skills? I am 7 years old. I am a survivor. Thank you.
This next story tells how Alligator came to look the way he does today. One day long ago, Alligator was just floating along in that part of the swamp he liked to call home, just thinking on how fine his life was. Yes, life was good. He had all the fish and turtles he could eat, a lovely Mrs. Gator, 3 strapping little gators, and who could be more handsome than himself, all dressed up in the fine white suit he always wore. Well, Alligator dragged himself up on the bank to lay all lazy and pleased with himself in the hot sun. When along came Rabbit, who stopped to pass the time of day. Good morning, Alligator. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing fine, thank you kindly. How's everyone in your house?
Oh, we're making out, but we sure have seen our share of trouble lately.
Trouble? Who's that, Rabbit? I never met trouble for, said Alligator, worrying that there was someone in his home swamp that he hadn't met yet.
My word, Alligator, do you mean to tell me that you ain't never met trouble for? I can introduce you to trouble, Alligator.
I'd like that, Rabbit. I'd surely like to meet this trouble.
All right, Alligator, tell you what. Tomorrow morning, about the time the dew dries off the grass, meet me down in the tall grass field, and I'll introduce you to trouble, Alligator. Well, the next morning when the sun was high, Alligator was about to make it out of the house to go meet Rabbit, when there was Mrs. Gator saying,
oh, where are you going, dear?
I'm off to meet Rabbit so he can introduce me to trouble.
Well, I wouldn't mind meeting trouble myself. You know how I like to get out once in a while, too.
And before Alligator could think of even one reason why the missus should stay at home, the 3 little gators who had all been eavesdropping hollered out,
if you're going to see trouble, we're going too.
All right, said Alligator. I don't suppose trouble would mind if we all was to come and meet him.
So the gator family crossed the swamp, and by the time they got to the tall grass field, there was Rabbit, sitting out on an old dead tree stump waiting on him.
Good morning, Rabbit, the gator family shouted.
Good morning, Rabbit shouted back at him. So you've all come to meet trouble this morning, isn't that so?
That's right, said Alligator.
Oh, that's right,
said Mrs. Gator.
And that's right,
said the three little gators. Well, all right then, said Rabbit. Just stand there in the middle of the field, and I'll go get Trouble and bring it back.
Well, how about that, said Alligator. I thought Trouble was a who, not a what.
Well, Rabbit, he ran to the far edge of the field, and he cut himself a handful of dry grass. And then he put fire to it. Then he ran around the edge of the field, setting fire to the grass. Well, Mrs. Gator saw the smoke rise and the fire jumping up red. And she said,
What's that yond, Alligator?
You see, she lived in the swamp and had never seen fire before. Alligator ran his eyes around and shook his head in puzzlement.
You know, dear, I think that's the trouble Rabbit was bringing to show us.
The three little gators all jumped up and down and hollered, Ain't tell a party, my ain't tell a party. Well, the fire was getting close and the smoke was beginning to get bad. So all the gators turned to go to the other side of the field. But there they met fire. They turned to go back to the other side of the field, and again they met fire. The hot fire was getting close, and it felt like it was going to burn them. So all the gators shut their eyes, threw their heads down close to the ground, and burst through the flames, and never stopped running till, splash out! Alligator jumped back into the swampy water. Then splash out! Mrs. Gator jumped in the water. And finally, sploosh, 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 the three little gators were back in the water. Well, as the gators scrambled out in the wet bank far out in the swamp, Rabbit shouted out to them, You've met Trouble now, Alligator. If you ever want to meet him again, just let me know.
No, Rabbit, said Alligator. I don't think I'd need to see Trouble again.
Then Alligator looked down. His handsome white suit that he wore all the time was gone. He was blackish green and rough and bumpy, just the way he is today. Now, at first, Alligator was inclined to be angry at Rabbit for messing up his beautiful white suit. But when he got to thinking about it, he knew that this was not rightly so. He himself was the one who had asked to meet Trouble.
I've learned one lesson for all my life, said Alligator. Don't go looking for trouble, else you just might find it.
That was Olivia Merriman and Jeremy Evans. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free. Until then, have fun and keep a story in your heart.